Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. And welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This blog series is all about these lies and stories that we're always making up in our heads that just keep us stuck in these lives that we just love to complain and moan about. And the lies just help us stay in the complaining zone and thus take no action to do anything about it. So my hope is that by sharing these lies of the day with you, that you might resonate with some of them and use the calls to action to kick the BS in your life and create a life that you're happier with. So today's lie of the day is, I have no choice. Ever hear that one before? Because if you haven't said it out loud, you've probably thought it at least once, if not over and over and over again. You know, like when you have those crazy thoughts like, oh, I hate my job, but I have to stay here because I have to support my family. Or, well, there's only one way to fix this problem. Or, well, I had no choice. It was the best way to accomplish my goal. But see, it's like a paralyzing thought process, this I have no choice, because all the motto does is just make us feel justified about doing nothing about this misery we're in. And it's really funny to me how caught up in the whole thought process we get and how it's even easier to just stay there. I mean, aren't we supposed to be one of the most intelligent beings on Earth? Okay, I know dogs and cats way smarter than us, and probably whales too. But that aside, I caught myself in this paralysis recently. I was in the bookstore and I came across whatever book it was that it seemed to give me the information that I was looking for at the time, and I was really excited. And so I open up the book and I'm leafing through it, and as I'm going through it, I start realizing that the way the book is written or laid out or whatever my picky brain is focusing on is just really unappealing to me, and I'm probably not actually going to read the book. But it does explore the topic that I want to know about, and it does go into the detail that I want, but I know it's going to sit on my shelf and take up space that I don't have and be a waste of money. But, well, there's nothing else I see in the bookstore that seems to deal with this topic, so maybe I should buy it. And I'm going back and forth. It's like ping pong, ping pong. I should buy it. No, I won't read it. But it's interesting. But I don't like how it's laid out. But it's a waste of money. And then finally, it's just like hit me. This is not the only place I can find this information. I mean, for heaven's sake, there's the internet. There are other books in the library. There are people I can talk to. Boy, did I feel like a big dummy. But see, I realize this trap is so easy to fall into, and it makes us not only spend or rather waste money that we don't need to spend, but it also keeps us trapped in jobs, relationships, and indecision. So your call to action this week is to do a double check anywhere in your life that you find yourself saying, I have no choice. Whatever those places are, create more choice. Take out the excuses and just input the choices. So you can start with the idea of doing the exact opposite of what you're doing now. So for example, if the thing you have no choice about is staying in a job that you hate, well, the opposite of staying in the job would be to leave it. Another option, choice, would be to change your job. Another one might be to swap jobs and so forth. So just come up with a list of choices and then see if you can focus on making any of those choices actually happen. Yay! And that concludes today's lie of the day. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.